Welcome to Tea Time for Teams. I'm Mark Houston.
And I'm Christina Wilder.
We'll be delving into the monotony of the modern workplace to try to make sense of it all.
In the time it takes to have a cup of tea.
I'll put the kettle on.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Christina.
What are we going to talk about today on our podcast?
Well, today, Christina, we're talking about firing people or being fired from your job.
Oh, very interesting. So before we get started, we have to talk about what kind of tea we're drinking. I'm sure if people have been listening, they'll know.
Right. So for me, as usual, our official unofficial sponsor, PG Tips.
Yes, PG Tips.
Milk and sugar.
Excellent.
And what about you, Christina?
The same.
Oh, wow. What a...
Shocker. Shocker. So we're enjoying our unofficial sponsor, PG Tips, and now we'll get on with the show.
Yeah, so I believe you pulled out some statistics and some reasons why people have been fired, some of the most popular reasons.
Oh, yes. But first, before we talk about the popular reasons, have you ever been fired?
I have. I have been fired from jobs before. I use the...
Multiple jobs.
Well, these jobs were when I was in college. Maybe my attention wasn't on them. They weren't careers.
They were just jobs, like sandwich making.
Sandwich making, working in a factory. One job, I needed some extra cash, so I worked in a factory for 3 days and called in sick the fourth day. And
they said,
They said, don't bother coming back in. No, they made car parts.
Oh, not as interesting.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever been fired from a job that I was planning on having as a career, if that makes sense. I think that would be hard. But all my firings have been typically around my complete and utter apathy towards the job.
Yeah.
And that's been very apparent. And I've just been like, don't bother coming back.
I can see your personality being that way and not caring at all. On the other hand, I'm very high strung.
You're saying I don't care about my work?
No, I'm just saying you have a definite line of how much you care about something, if it matters to you or not.
Exactly. And those jobs were just that, jobs. And so I didn't really care about them.
Whereas I have anxiety about everything and would hate to be fired. So I have not been fired. I maybe got whiffs that I might get fired, so I quit.
Ah, taking the...
taking the initiative.
Yeah. The jumping before being pushed route.
Right, of course. Obviously. I needed to take charge of the situation.
So tell me, what are some popular reasons that people get fired?
All right, so let's do this as a game, okay?
Okay.
So I will go through the 13 most common reasons why you're likely to get fired. This is an article by Business Insider. And after each item, we'll talk about if we've ever been guilty of doing said thing.
Okay, I like it.
All right, so number 13, bitching about your boss or company on Facebook or Twitter.
Ooh, if you had not said on Facebook or Twitter, I'd have said guilty.
Guilty!
But as I don't use Twitter, and I'm very cognizant of what I post on Facebook. So no, right. I've never bitched about my boss or company on Facebook or Twitter. Not guilty.
I believe I am also not guilty because I don't actually use Twitter. And I try to keep things more personal on Facebook.
Okay, next
one. So I would say no for both of us. All right, number 12. Being drunk at work.
Ah, guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. Okay, yeah, we've all had a few too many beverages at lunch.
I'm pretty sure my birthday was one of those days.
Well, you get drunk off, like, two drinks.
Yeah, so I'm cheap. Mm. But, you know, in our environment, being drunk at work is not frowned upon.
Okay, what's number 11? I'm excited by this list. I'm interested now.
All right, number 11, unauthorized surfing of the internet or breach of company email policy.
I don't know if we have a company email policy.
But you've definitely been approached by some IT people about your streaming.
Oh, yes. But that was due to the massive amounts of videos I was streaming on YouTube. I must admit, in my defense, they were music videos.
80s music videos.
Although having said that, I probably watched like had a soccer game on in the background.
Streaming, yeah, definite streaming.
Whilst I've been doing work. So yeah, I would say I'm guilty. What about you?
I'm sure I'm guilty. Have I ever been caught? No. No one's ever cared enough to catch my online shopping during lunch. There was that one time John caught me crying at my desk while I was looking at pictures of puppies, but let's not talk about that. All right.
What are we on now? Number 10?
Number 10. Refusing to follow orders or direction. Ooh. Are you guilty of this?
I would say so, probably.
Yes, of course. I would say so as well.
I think most people would be.
Yeah, right. Is it going to get you fired every time? Probably not. But it's one of the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 9. Sexually harassing your coworker. Guilty. No.
Well, I met my wife at work, so.
But you didn't harass her. I'm sure you were very.
I was a gentleman.
Yes, you were a gentleman. No. You didn't ask her more than once, did you?
I don't know. You're referring to our podcast from last week.
Yes.
I can't remember how many times I asked her / begged.
Well, you should tell everyone what my nickname is.
What? HR violation?
Yes.
That's what we call Christina.
Yeah.
So have I ever been guilty of sexually harassing a coworker? I don't believe so. I'm going to say not guilty.
Yeah, I'm going to say not guilty. Maybe I've come close, but it was always in a joking manner, never serious.
Right. So, okay, number 8, for reason for getting fired.
Engaging in office gossip or complaining about work.
Oh, I'd love to say not guilty, but definitely guilty. Who hasn't done this?
Aren't we doing this on our podcast?
This is true.
No, I think if you say you're not guilty of this, you're crazy. At one point or another, you've engaged at some point.
I would say it's very difficult not to.
Mark and I love a juicy tidbit. Let's move on to number 7, becoming embroiled in office politics.
Ooh.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't think I play office politics. I think it's a dangerous game.
I'm not really sure what that even means specifically. Maybe.
Being embroiled in office politics.
Yes.
To me, I would say not guilty.
Yeah. I guess I'm not guilty by not knowing exactly what it means, but yes. All right, so number 6 is sleeping on the job.
Have I ever taken a nap on the job? You know what? I actually don't think I have. I can't ever recall falling asleep on the job.
I've definitely gone into a closet once or twice.
Where's this going?
With a pillow and laid down for a few minutes.
If I see someone walking across the office towards a wardrobe or closet or whatever it is with a pillow and not emerging for 15 to 20 minutes, I'm going to be like, what's that person doing?
To my defense, I said I have a migraine. I've taken medicine and I just need to be in the dark for 20 minutes and I'll be all good.
So you were actually sick.
Yeah. So instead of leaving for the entire day, I just I championed through it with a small closet nap.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. And I told everyone what was happening. It's not like I disappeared.
So I'm going to say you're not guilty then.
Okay. I'm not guilty, but I've taken a nap at work. Okay.
The number 5 reason for getting fired from your job.
Ooh. Getting caught lying or stealing.
I don't think I've... I mean, I'm not going to say I've never lied.
Liar!
But I don't think I've ever stole from a job, unless you count, like, paper clips and pens and...
Time,
things like that.
No, I would say I've never lied or stolen anything of value.
Right. Nothing that would go... Yeah, nothing that you would be egregious enough to get fired for.
Right.
So not guilty from both of us.
Yes, not guilty.
Okay, number 4 reason for getting fired.
Absenteeism or bad timekeeping.
Again, I feel like I'm a very punctual person. And I don't call out sick very often. So I'm going to say not guilty.
Yeah, I'm going to say not guilty because any time I was ever not here, I always made up the time.
Right, exactly.
I feel like we're really responsible about even if we're not here, making the time up some other way. All right, number three, being caught lying on your job application or resume.
Nah, I've never done that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I have the balls to do it, in case they actually check.
Lying on your resume.
Yeah, not guilty for me.
I mean, yeah, not guilty. I have too much anxiety to be carrying around a lie written on a piece of paper that I'm submitting all over the internet. So definitely no way. Number three, bringing your personal problems into the office. Mark unloads all that baggage every day.
I'm a model employee. I don't think
I am Mark Houston, and I am perfect in every way.
No, I don't think I bring my personal problems into the office. I'm going to say not guilty.
I mean, I've heard about the tax office calling you.
Repeatedly. Boy, no. Have you heard about it.
Oh, my gosh. On and on. Will not shut up. I feel like people have good days and bad days at home that leak into their emotions at work.
I mean, we share stuff that goes on at work, but we don't, like, share to the point where we can't do our jobs or we're actively annoying and bringing down the people around us.
It's not a negative way. It's in a sharing way. So I would say, yes, we're just very open.
We're open, but we don't do it to the point of having to get fired for it.
Yeah. And I think almost like if we see another person that we're working with, especially having a bad day or just acting abnormally, we'll ask them what's going on because it's obviously not anything that's going on here.
Exactly.
And then we try to help them. So I feel like we're just good communicators. All right. And the last one, poor performance.
Ooh.
Every day.
Maybe. No? I'm sure I could have been fired for poor performance. Am I guilty of poor performance? Definitely, from time to time. Could I have done things better that I've done? Absolutely. Again, has the things that I've done poorly been that bad that could have led to me being fired?
Right. I think
maybe.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
We're all guilty, I think, of poor performance at one point or another. Or I wouldn't, maybe not poor performance is the right word, but not running at full steam.
Right. Like I was mentioning before, being apathetic towards certain tasks. So just doing enough to get by. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure when I was sweeping the floors at that movie theater, I had some days where I didn't sweep as good as others. So, anyway, so that's it. I mean, it looks like we're fireable if needed.
We could get fired.
We could have gotten fired in the past, but now we're perfect employees.
So, Christina, do you have any examples where you've worked somewhere and someone's been fired?
Yeah, so I have not personally been fired because I'm a quitter.
Because you're a quitter, yeah.
I quit before the going gets tough. But I've been at places where it gets really awkward when somebody does get fired.
What happened? What made it so awkward?
You know, there's always awkwardness around somebody getting fired. Maybe you know that they're getting fired and you can't say anything to them. Maybe they're your friend. But
so you found out before they found out?
Right. So our manager told everyone in the office individually to leave early, like at 3 o'clock instead of 5:30 or 6, because he was going to have a conversation with an employee who we knew was performing poorly, was a bad teammate. Nothing was clicking with her. She had only been on the job of a couple months, and it just wasn't working out. But
so the writing was on the wall.
Right.
Was it one of those things where it's like, everyone can leave early, apart from you. You need to stay.
No, it was like, just go. It was like, I came over to everybody's desk and was like, hey, go ahead and get out of here.
Oh, okay. That's what your manager did?
Yeah. But, you know, that made it almost more awkward because I was like, what does he think she's going to do?
Yeah.
Like, what is going to happen here? And if something like that did happen, I'd want a witness around just for...
Right. You never quite know.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. But it just made it awkward for everyone involved because everybody was leaving and being like, bye, see ya.
Never.
Later. Maybe.
So I worked in for a telecommunications company, and we sold cell phones, among other things. Mm-hmm. And I remember a story of one of the ladies who worked in one of the stores getting fired because a customer had brought back a phone. I believe it was an iPhone.
Merchandise, yes.
Merchandise. And she had taken it upon herself rather to send this phone back to the distribution center or wherever the phones came from. She took that phone and activated it on her personal line and left it on her personal line for a couple of months. And it came to light that this $700 phone had gone missing or hadn't been sent back to the fulfillment center, the distribution center. And so, of course, it was pretty easy to find out who was using the phone. And when they found out that she was using it, they decided to fire her.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I was like, of course you'd get fired. You've basically stolen $700. You wouldn't take $700 out of the cash register. But for her, she didn't seem to understand that because she worked there, she thought it was okay for her to just use the merchandise without paying for it.
Wow.
Which suggests to me just a lack of, or a great deal of ignorance on her behalf.
Right. But in that case, it's like, I guess to claim stupidity is almost easier than to take blame for the situation.
Maybe she didn't know what she was doing.
But she, yeah.
She didn't want to admit to it. One of the other stories I remember, again, from working at the same company, was a associate, again, in one of the stores, was crediting their spouse's or girlfriend's account.
Multiple girlfriends.
Well, their one girlfriend, their account, to reduce their bill each month. And again, the company fired this person because they said, well, wait a minute, this is exactly the same. You wouldn't take $40 out of the cash register and give it to her and then let her pay a bill with that, but you think because you're typing it on a screen to credit the account, it's somehow different from that? It's exactly the same. You're stealing from the company.
Wow. How did they even find that out? It seems like there's so many accounts.
Yeah. They have like triggers and things that are set up to let people know. And they used to do random spot checks and what have you. So.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. Hourly employees are a whole different ball game than office employees.
Well, people who have access to cash like that and work in a cash handling environment, I can see why the temptation would be there.
Right.
For us, we don't really have much opportunity to steal.
We're not smart enough to
embezzle or anything like that. Yeah, so the temptation just isn't quite there. Although I have, in my younger days, worked in stores and things like that, and I can honestly say I never, even when I was like cashing up the cash register at the end of the night and counting all the 20s and everything, I never felt like the need to take any money or felt like, oh, I could just take this. But a lot of people do.
That's crazy. Yeah, at the movie theater, they were letting, 15, 16-year-old kids run cash registers and have, your bag of money, and you'd go in the back and count it at the end of the night, and they'd check it against your register. So you had to make sure you were keying everything correctly. And if you weren't, there would be, you'd get written up if your money was off. But yeah, I don't feel like anybody was ever tempted to steal any cash, but they were, there was some maybe damaging of goods, so they would be consumed.
There you go.
So there were other things that the lines of morals.
They could have got fired for eventually. Right. Yeah. And it's never easy when someone gets fired from an organization. And it's always awkward, but, there's usually a good reason. And I'm sure most organizations don't want to have to fire someone. We all know the cost associated with hiring and retraining an individual. It's much better to retain your staff than have a lot of turnover. But at the same time, if standards aren't being met, if procedure and policies are being broken, or if something's just as egregious as stealing money, then off you go. You can't have people in your organization that you don't trust.
Right. And those HR violations are a huge risk for the organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So we did some research, and we found a bunch of people who had been fired from their jobs, but had turned around and still done well in their life.
All right. I'm curious. Go on.
Yeah, so when I say we, I mean the royal we. But yeah, there's a whole host of people out there who, just because they've been fired from a job, doesn't mean that they were to go into a pit of depression and never work ever again.
Right. Maybe the job they had didn't mean anything to them, like you. Like you bounced right back from that firing.
Right. So one example would be Hillary Clinton. She, before she went to Yale, which is obviously a fantastic university, she worked as a salmon cannery in Alaska, where she lost her job. She was kind of working her way. Working her way across Alaska, just traveling and doing a bit of work here and there. And she got let go from her job gutting salmon, apparently. And she didn't let that hold her back.
Well,
we all know, and we all know the big story of Steve Jobs as well, of course. Mm-hmm. He lost his job at Apple and came back stronger than ever and turned it into the company that it is today.
He said the firing actually helped him grow, right? As an just to look at himself in a different light.
Yeah, exactly. Another one that we found that is very popular is Walt Disney. When he was an aspiring cartoonist, he was told he wasn't creative enough.
Well,
we all know that to be absolute load of garbage. So he was able to bounce back from that. I found a story as well about Mark Cuban, who lost his job as a salesman at a computer store and decided that that was the last time he was ever going to work for someone else. Wow. He essentially wanted to start his own business. He wanted to have the freedom to start his own business. And when he needed the leeway to make a sale, his boss wouldn't give it to him. So he decided right then and there that he was going to become his own businessman and start his own company.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby, and we all know he's done very well for himself. And my last example would be J.K. Rowling. There's multiple stories on her that she got given the boot when she worked in a computer. I think it was a computer company. And she was... Oh, she was just secretary. That was what it was. She was a secretary. But she wanted to be a writer, and she would spend all day daydreaming. And then, of course, we know how that ended up. She got fired from her job as a secretary and...
Best thing to happen.
Went on to become a world-famous author.
Right.
So just because you lose your job doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
Right. And a lot of these examples, it seems like these were definite jobs to most of them. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily career.
Right.
Except for Steve Jobs. That was his career.
I think the most important thing is to find, and this is kind of a cliche, but find something that you're passionate about, that you actually care about. And then the likelihood of you getting fired for, what was that number one reason? Poor performance.
Right.
It's going to be massively reduced because you're going to care about what you do and you're going to put in the effort. You're going to put in the motivation.
Exactly. So on that note, I see you are done with your tea.
I am. I am completely finished with my tea.
I'm almost done.
Well, I'm glad we covered this hot topic.
Yes, of people getting fired. So if you have any topics that you want us to cover next time, or you have some additional information to add to our other podcast, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@learnloft.com. And we'll see you next time.